From KCRW, I'm Kim Masters, and this is The Business. This week, we revisit our conversation with director Sharmeen Obaid-Chinoy, who recently was announced as the first woman and first person of color to direct a Star Wars movie, with Damon Lindelof writing the script. Obaid-Chinoy has won Oscars and Emmys for her documentary work, focusing on the persecution of women in her home country of Pakistan. The Disney Plus series Ms. Marvel was her first time directing a scripted live-action show. But if any of the guys on the crew thought she could be told what to do, Obaid-Chinoy was ready.
I think I made it quite clear in my first week that I've built a career on telling men how they should behave around women. So even those that attempted to try were quickly sort of told that that was not going to happen.
Sharmeen Obaid-Chinoy, who directed two episodes of the Ms. Marvel series, shares the ties that bind the first Muslim superhero in the Marvel universe to real-life heroes she's depicted over the years in documentary form. But first we banter. Stick around. It's The Business from KCRW. I am joined by my partner in banter, Matt Bellany. Hello, Matt.
Hi there.
So I'm going to take the opportunity, since we're running an episode today with Sharmeen Obaid-Chinoy, who is going to, we are told, be the not only the first woman, but the first person of color and the first female person of color to direct a Star Wars movie. It's kind of incredible. These movies have all been directed by white men since the beginning. She is going to direct this movie, we're told. This gives you an opportunity to talk about something that you have been writing about a lot lately, Matt, in Puck, which is the running of the Star Wars movie franchise. And before you get into it, I just want to say that the original sin here, and I think you will agree with me, starts with Bob Iger pressuring to have one movie a year. And on top of that, the nature of this material, which has this, you know, you want something that feels original and fresh, but if you deviate from that canon, which it is so locked down and specific, that you're going to make somebody mad. So it's one of those superhero, superpower, whatever dilemmas that creators face.
Yes, and I agree with all of that. But, and this is a big but, if you look at the management of the Star Wars film franchise, and I'm talking about the films, I'm not talking about the Star Wars shows that are currently airing on Disney Plus, especially the most recent one, Andor, which is actually very good and is bringing in a new kind of audience, a more prestige audience to the Star Wars franchise, even though it's lowest rated on Disney Plus. Talking about the movies and the fact that there will be no Star Wars movie in theaters for at least 5 years, from 2019 when Rise of Skywalker came out until at least 2025, now 6 years. There will be no Star Wars movie, and it's because the leadership at Disney and at Lucasfilm in particular essentially ran this franchise into the ground. They produced, again, on Bob Iger's timeline, but they produced these movies so quickly and with such a lack of creative vision. There have been five movies under Disney, three in the Skywalker series, 7, 8, and 9, and then there were two spinoffs, Rogue One and Solo. Every single one of these movies had creative problems. And not just, oh, we got to get the script right. We're talking directors fired in the middle of the movie. We're talking people marginalized and taken off the movie, even though they were ostensibly directing it. We're talking a complete change of direction after The Last Jedi, where the fans saw the movie and didn't like some of the changes that they had made. So they just went back to essentially remaking Return of the Jedi for that movie. I mean, one after another, it just showed that there was a lack of creative vision and a confidence in these movies. And what it did essentially is it ran the franchise into the ground. They finished Rise of Skywalker in 2019, and there was essentially nowhere to go with these movies. So they've gone one after another with these filmmakers. The Game of Thrones guys were going to do a trilogy. Rian Johnson was going to do a trilogy. Patty Jenkins, the Wonder Woman director, actually did a promotional video dressed up in a flight suit saying that her movie, Rogue Squadron, was going to be the next one. And then lo and behold, she falls off her project. So even though this movie is, yes, you know, been announced and been reported on, I'll believe it when I see it. When a Star Wars movie actually goes into production is when I will believe it.
I understand the skepticism, and I will just say nobody sets out to make a bad movie. I think the effort was to make something original but not different, and that is a very difficult prospect. But let me turn to another subject that you like, which is Girls 5 Eva. Girls 5 Eva is a comedy on Peacock. What?